For people who might not be familiar, what is the Colorado Basin Roundtable?
The Colorado Basin Roundtable is a creation of the state legislature along with 8 other roundtables to drive critical water discussions down to a grassroots level. And the ultimate result of that was Colorado's water plan, which was released in December 2015.
The Colorado Basin stakeholders are working on integrated water management plans. What is an integrated water management plan, and why does the Colorado Basin need one or more?
The reason we are doing this is actual implementation of Colorado's water plan and the furthering of our regional interests here along the main stem counties, which includes Pickens, Eagle, and Garfield among them, to protect local streams. So the roundtable created what's called a basin implementation plan as part of the water plan. I know there's a lot of names there with the word plan in it, but we had 6 findings, and one of them was that healthy streams are important to the local region for reasons of economy, environment, recreation, municipal water use, agriculture, and so forth. So taking that finding, the roundtable has commissioned a process whereby we will do watershed planning. Everybody's got a stake in this. So if you want to deal with healthy streams, you need everybody's attention and buy-in, and that includes agriculture, that includes municipalities, and of course, you know, the environmental and recreational communities. So people from those segments are all stakeholders, as is John or Mary Q. Citizen. So the only way to really advance this cause is to bring these interest groups together and find common cause. So that's why we're having a stakeholder meeting. Hopefully we'll get representatives from various interest groups to come and understand what we're trying to do to protect the local rivers and streams in the interest of everybody.
So what are you trying to do to protect streams in the interest of everybody?
The grand plan is to take segments of rivers and streams that don't have watershed planning on them and institute watershed planning in those sections. But there are sections such as the Roaring Fork and a lot of places along the main stem in Eagle County that actually have planning. So the first step that we were advised to do here is to actually learn what we know and what we don't know. So we want to know where we have good information. We want to know what that looks like. And then we also want to know where there's lacking of science and study. And what we will do, hopefully in the end, is where there is science and study, and we can get a project that could improve the river or stream in the interest of everybody, that we could then work on projects on the ground. And where there is not science and study, that we would institute a process to create that so that there could be projects on the ground. Now, as an instance of what something like this looks like, there's a ditch called the Ware and Hines Ditch here in Garfield County, and it serves areas west of Newcastle. Believe it or not, Trout Unlimited started a dialogue with the roundtable and others with the board of directors of the Ware and Hines Ditch. Is there a way to make the diversion dam on Main Elk Creek more fish-friendly so that migrating fish coming up from the main stem trout can go to their traditional incubation grounds? So believe it or not, Trout Unlimited and the board of directors of the Ware and Hines Ditch have agreed that we can modify the dam to put it basically in a fish ladder so the fish can get upstream of Elk Creek. So in this case, it's really the environment and the recreational aspects that will be improved. And the Agricultural Committee is agreeing that that's a good idea. That's huge right there.
Why do you say believe it or not?
Because probably, you know, the perceptions are that, you know, environmentalists and agricultural producers might not get along. And I would say that times are progressing and people realize that agricultural interests, recreational interests, environmental interests, there is a commonality there. And the better the habitat, the better the stream, the better it is for everybody.
The Roaring Fork Conservancy has done a lot of work in the Roaring Fork watershed, including an ongoing study on the Cattle Creek watershed in Garfield County. And along with the Roaring Fork Conservancy is the Middle Colorado Watershed Council.
Correct.
They're working on, you know, ways to benefit everybody. And I'm wondering how the Colorado Basin Roundtable is working with these groups, these areas that already have some plans.
Well, if you go back 5, 6, 7 years, the Roundtable helped to fund the Roaring Fork Watershed Plan. So we helped create the science and the study that exists today. The challenge now is actually to put projects on the ground. The Conservancy's talking about that, and that would certainly be an interest of the Roundtable if we can get agreement among stakeholders in the Roaring Fork Basin on what projects might be doable and fundable. The Middle River Group has done a lot of work with tamarisk and cleanup and
right.
some spot mitigation, but there's not concerted study of that segment of the river, which is really from Glenwood Canyon down to the Beck Canyon. That's their interest area. So in the context of this initiative of the Roundtable, the Middle River will be at some point actually trying to create the science and the study that would be commensurate of what exists, say, on the Roaring Fork.
Well, Jim Pokrant, the Colorado Basin Roundtable is having a meeting on
Thursday, June 1st from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Glenwood Springs Community Center.
What do you expect to accomplish during this particular stakeholder meeting?
We would be hoping that people interested in agricultural, recreational, municipal, industrial, and environmental water uses in this region would attend to review maps and some data visualization tools that we are developing to help these folks identify and address flow challenges on their streams. And then we can get feedback on how those tools could be refined. So this is an effort to bring everybody who has an interest in the Colorado River Basin. As I said before, is agreed upon commonality among agriculture, recreation, and environmental interest and municipal interest that healthy streams benefit all segments. We would hope members of the public from these interest areas or just John Q. or Mary Q. citizen will come and learn about these efforts and help be part of the solution.